This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The United States Senate will vote Thursday on bills that would reopen the government, though both are expected to fail. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The GOP and Democratic leaders are enthusiastic about their dueling bills, one that would finance President Trump's border wall and protect some immigrants.
We have before us a bill to immediately reopen the federal government.
And one that would temporarily reopen shuttered agencies to allow for border security talks.
If you're looking for a way to open up the government, this is the way.
Though neither's likely to pass, they could spur each side toward more serious compromise efforts, a day before some 800,000 federal workers miss a second paycheck as the nation's longest shutdown drags on. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump concedes to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and announced late Wednesday he will wait to deliver his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the postponement.
After saying he would do an alternative event because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blocked him from delivering his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress, President Trump has now announced that he will postpone his speech.
It's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love. It's a great, great, horrible mark.
Fellow Republicans have also denounced Speaker Pelosi. The president's tweeted that there is no other venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber. President Trump says that he will deliver the address after the government shutdown is over, and he looks forward to giving a great speech in the near future. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new study by a defense analysis company indicates there was a 33% drop in global terror attacks in 2018, and terrorism fatalities fell to a 10-year low. This is VOA News. North Korea has started preparing for a second summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump, the North's official news agency says. Mr. Trump sent a letter to Kim through North Korean Vice Chairman Kim Yong-chol, who met with him at the White House last week. That report did not specify what the goals are, but President Trump would like to see North Korea rid itself of its nuclear weapons, while Kim wants international sanctions lifted so he can work on improving the North's failing economy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says American diplomats are not leaving Venezuela, defying an order by President Nicolas Maduro for them to get out of the country within 72 hours. In a Twitter message Wednesday night, Pompeo said the U.S. no longer recognized the Maduro regime and did not consider he had the legal authority to break diplomatic relations. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more on how the U.S. now recognizes opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president.
The Trump administration wants Maduro to give up power after Guaido on Wednesday declared himself interim president. This came as hundreds of thousands took to the streets of the capital Caracas and other cities demanding an end to the Maduro government. Asked what his response would be if Maduro cracks down on the protesters, Trump responded, "We're not considering anything, but all options are on the table." White House officials say a more likely immediate response by Washington is additional economic actions against the government of Maduro, whose recent re-election the United States and other countries consider illegitimate. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A party-backed nationalistic tabloid in China has warned the extradition battle over tech giant Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, is likely to be drawn out and complex. In a sharply worded editorial, the Global Times also said Beijing should make it clear it will retaliate against both Washington and Ottawa if the request is approved. China has already carried out what many see as retaliation against Canada for detaining Meng while she was transiting through the country in early December. Since then, Beijing has arrested two Canadian citizens and recently retried a Canadian facing drug charges, replacing a 15-year verdict with a death sentence. Although the Chinese Foreign Ministry has denied the ruling and the cases are connected to Meng, China's ambassador to Canada has described the actions as self-defense. The U.S. is seeking to extradite Meng in connection with the company's alleged violations of Iran sanctions. On Tuesday, the U.S. Justice Department confirmed it would submit a formal request for Meng's extradition before the January 30th deadline. After that, Canada has 30 days to review and approve that request. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.